My father was born in Borry, Wyoming, which is the switching station outside of Cheyenne. And when he turned 18, he started getting money from the fact that his father was killed in World War I, and my father became the Great Gatsby of Laramie, and he bought the first Buick dealership ever in Laramie and promptly wrecked every car in the lot. He wrecked a lot of cars. He was several times seriously injured when he was young and one time when he was old. But other than that, he would just fall asleep. He had driven the road between Laramie and Centennial so many times that as soon as he got behind the wheel, he'd start falling asleep. And he'd end up driving off the road, and the barrel pits were steep, and he'd roll the car. That was old solid steel in those days. So, and he never got hurt, but, you know, the old man rolled another car. One time, though, it was after a Wyoming football game. The corral would be packed after Wyoming games, 200-300 customers that night. And Dad would go into the games, and after the game, he would stop at the home bakery, and he would pick up a big sheet cake to serve for that night. And so Dad was driving an old Jeep Wagoneer pickup truck. And he stopped at the bakery and got the sheet cake, set it on the seat beside him, then went and stopped at the Connor Bar and several other bars, as was his wont. And coming out from town, he got to the bridge abutment down here on 130 and fell asleep and plowed right into the bridge abutment. Just shoved the engine right up on the seat beside him. Just slowed him down enough, and he was sleeping on the wheel, but it hit that sheet cake, and it was chocolate, and it flopped it all over and covered the old man, and he's passed out on the steering wheel, and Chuck Johnson, he comes up on it, and he sees the car crumpled onto the bridge abutment with steam pouring out, and he thought, oh my God, Pat finally bought it. He ran up to the window, and Dad was covered in this dark, sticky mess that Charlie thought was blood. And he thought, oh, my God. And he grabbed hold of Dad, and he goes, Pat, are you okay? Dad kind of woke up and reached down towards the key and put his foot on the gas pedal and said, no, I'm fine, just sooner I get this goddamn truck started. Yeah, that was the old man.